proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you on today's program. And with me in studio is our good friend, David Muckle. And David was here for our recent four-day focus on Jewish missions, and it's been a delight getting to know him. And welcome to the studio, David.
Hi, thank you.
Well, David, you were actually not just with us for the four-day focus, but you were also involved in another unique ministry that IBJM has. Most years, we actually go up to New York City to do some work with some of our workers up there. And anyways, we just kind of want to know your side of the story, I guess, what happened up there and some of the blessings along the way. So can you share with us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I received a pamphlet in the mail in regards to the New York trip, and my pastor actually encouraged me to go on this trip to see what I could learn, because there's an actual church there that is both Jew and Gentile reaching out into the community. And to see it, see the nuts and bolts, see how it's working together, he thought it would be a good learning experience for me. And you have to understand that that's coming from my background, that's not exactly an exciting thing for me for my pastor to say, yeah, go to New York. I come from a very small town. There's only one tall building, and it's only, I think, six stories high, or maybe two tall buildings. Big cities and me don't, they just don't mix very well. And if that's where God wants me to be, that's fine. It's just New York compared to even a Canadian city is just wow. So anyway, we went to New York and we went to Queens there, and we had a wonderful time. And when we would go out, we would go out in groups. And they would either set up tables to distribute literature or try to meet people one-on-one and do more of a door-knocking situation. And I did more of that because I'm more comfortable with that. In the little town that we have, we do lots of door-knocking. Not so much putting up a table and pass buyers take that, because in a little town that doesn't happen. So we went door-to-door knocking, and we had some people that would take Tanakhs, or we had some people that would take literature. Some would not. I'd say the most impressionable thing that happened to me while I was there was I met a man. There was two Orthodox Jews walking by. One kind of turned and didn't want to look at what I was doing. One walked past and then looked back and then came over to me, because we were handing out Thank God for Israel, and it had a picture of the Star of David and the flag of Israel on it. And he said, wow, what are you doing? What are you doing with this? And I explained to him that I love the Jewish people and a little bit of my background, and I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and because of the Hebrew scriptures, my life has been enriched and touched because of this. And he was a little bit off on that, but he was very touched by the fact that there was people showing love for Israel and wanting to reach out to the Jewish people. He gave me his name. It was Rabbi Jonathan, his email address. And so I'm looking forward to starting a dialogue with him. Haven't quite started that because of the busyness of this month, but I'm looking forward to starting that. I'd say that is the most precious moment of that time in New York.
And so it's easy to see in this metropolis of New York City and where you ministered, you met one individual that really had an impact on your life that God used, I think, building you up, you would say, but also reaching out. So we'll pray for Rabbi Jonathan is that as well. Also, what would you encourage someone today, one of our listeners, if they have a heart to reach out to the Jewish people, what's something they can do?
I would say they're going to need lots of prayer. They really need to prayerfully go into this thing, and they need to have, it needs to be a God thing. It can't just be, I'm going to go do this thing. God needs to be in this thing. Reaching out to them and trying to push your way through isn't going to do them any good, and isn't going to do Jesus, our Savior, any good. We need to have God involved. We need to do this prayerfully and thoughtfully. And Jesus said, be wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. And we need to take that to heart.
Amen. Well, those are definitely good thoughts. David, thank you for joining us again for today's program.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom. Thank you.